You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE. Hey, how's it going, Mike? Oh, not bad. Just smelling the food cooking here. Are you still at home, or are you out at Mom's already? Leaving here, up here in Baxter, we're leaving at 1. All right. Yeah, we're probably going to leave around that same time or so. I don't know. We're heading out there, too. Hey. Yeah, we'll want to be there a little bit early. She said most everything's starting at 3. Yeah, I just finally went out a little while ago and installed the mag mount antenna, dual band antenna I bought on my roof of my car so I can have an HD with me and have it hooked up to that in the car. So, what antenna did you get? I don't remember exactly which one it is. Boy, that is weird. What's weird? Sandra's got a nightlight, and it turns on sometimes when I key up.
Oh, it's a touch lamp or something that's got a sensor on it.
Yep, exactly.
A lot of those cause RF interference.
Yeah, we're just sitting here. I'm just sitting up on my
not with UHF and UHF generally, but on the low band.
Whoops, I think we're talking at the same time. Yeah, we're just sitting here, and all of a sudden it turned on.
I got a phone call going on that I was in the middle of. I just thought I'd heard you called on the repeater system.
All right. You want to monitor the 6-2 when we get into look here?
Yeah, that'll work. I'll be monitoring. I should go out and replace the antenna in the car. It's got the top of it's messed up. Either that or I should maybe sweep it. I got to get back to this phone call. Yeah, monitor the repeater. KB80OE.
All right. I'll do KB80MUZ.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Whoever just got into their car has been sitting on their mind. What machine they were coming in on.
Oh, you know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm wondering.
Wasn't you.
Oh, no, I'm certain of that. No, I had to walk over and pick a radio up. KB80OE.
You're connected to CM Network.
Hey, do you have a mobile? 75 northbound.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS is the repeater in use.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
N-A-W-R-O. N-A-W-R-O, you copy KF8FGF. N-A-W-R-O. N-A-W-R-O. K-F-A-F-G-S. Negative response. K-A-W-R-O. K-F-A-F-G-S. Q-R-T.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KDYS Portable. KBZRV, KDYS, you copy?
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
KDYS Portable, Mackinac City. LAX mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
K
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
We are testing an antenna. I'm trimming an antenna on VHF. Kim, do you copy me? NAWRO, do you copy me? Over.
NAWRO,
yeah, I got you over here too, Brian. Sounding good over here as well. Of course, you got the VHF hash on there, but no, it's sounding good here too.
Okay, I forgot to do the VHF before I signed off. Okay, thanks, Tim. 73 is any BZR clear.
73, NAWRO clear as well.
NAWRO, this is KFA FGS.
KF8 FGS NAWRO. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tim. A couple things, if you got just a second. I went to take the test for that level one class, and the government shut down, so was the website. How about that?
Yeah, that happened to our group the last time too. So yeah, obviously nothing you can really do about that. So you're talking about ICS 100 then, Dave?
Yeah, roger that. ICS 100. I've been studying it. I found a couple of study aids, a couple of YouTube videos that I watched. I think, oh yeah, no, I'm ready. It didn't work out. So, but it can't go on forever. So we'll just start studying for the second one as well.
Yeah, that's true. And then Dave always mentions that that is actually considered open book. So in other words, unlike a ham exam, right? You can actually go to the test portion, and if you're like just not too sure about something, there's nothing saying you can't go back to the material and take a look at it. But actually nothing we can do when the sites are closed down. But I appreciate you getting that done. You're knocking that off quick.
Well, you rather get it done, you know, while the weather's bad when you don't want to go outside, so I figured. And then hey, one other thing. Have you talked to Dave P today?
I have not directly, no, just on Discord, made some comments there.
Okay, we'll probably need to rally around him. I don't know what was on Discord. I saw a little bit on Facebook, and I happened to know his monitor. The story went around on our our church prayer chain on signal. So I don't know. We'll have to stand with him.
Yeah, 100% on that, Dave. That's a definite there. Did I get you the invite to Discord? Because that actually comes in handy. I can send you another invite if you need it.
I don't remember seeing it. I'll have to, when I get to my computer, maybe check the spam. My computer has I use Outlook, and a lot of things go to spam or whatnot. If it's emails they don't recognize. Unfortunately, I still got all the political ones, but you know, I have to check it out. I've heard of Discord, but I really don't know anything about it.
M-A-W-R-O. Yeah, that was the same thing for me. I don't know, last year when I first signed up, I just remembered from when my son, who's like in his, you know, like 38 now, back in his gaming days when he was in high school, he used to use it, and I know they still use it, but apparently it's also good for a group like ours, and I have to second that. I mean, everyone likes it. We all kind of get together, and, you know, you can just join in the chat if you want. You can also do a DM message. It's just the main talk group there is pretty interesting because different topic comes up and you can join in if you have a mind. It's not required or anything, but it is just kind of a way that we communicate other than by the radio and you know the meeting and the net. So let me just go ahead and send another invite to you on this date. So if you find it, it's going to come from my company email, and it will be on today's date, the 28th. And see if you can't join in. And all the guys will say, yay, welcome, you're here, and all that. And you can go from there, see how much you might want to use it. N-A-W-R-O, back over to you, Dave.
K-F-A-F-G-S. Yeah, well, I'd like to see about it, see what it's about and how to work it. I take it, can you get it on your phone, or is it something you only have to sit down in front of your laptop? Back to you, N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can get it on your phone. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my iPad, the tablet there, and I have it, of course, on my desktop. And, it's useful, you know, whatever platform you have, it's useful on there to just kind of keep in touch. And we actually even have a video chat on there. Although we did find out that our teams for leadership, the teams works a little bit better than the Discord video chat. But you can still use it. It's still there. Prior to last year, I never knew it was used for anything other than gaming. But, it's apparently Sean's group, the FBI, they have one too. So you probably end up getting an invite to that eventually too. You do have to kind of do the adjustments, though, because sometimes people will be sending in messages and you're getting dings all the time, and it's like, oh, we got to turn this down a little bit. But I think you might find it handy just to keep in touch with this group. And, of course, you can use it or not use it or to whatever degree you think it works better for you.
Yeah, it sounds intriguing. We have such instant communications anymore, no matter where you are in the world. In fact, on the Thursday night, there is the one fellow, I think it was N-E-B-L-U, I think was his call, and I had talked to him earlier that day on a different repeater. It was on the... must have been the Hazel Park repeated. And he was talking about membership, and he had been heavily involved where he was at down in Florida because of all the hurricanes and whatnot. So I thought that was pretty cool. I haven't had a whole lot of contacts, but when I'm riding around in the truck, I do listen to Hazel Park repeated. There's a lot of guys in my area on that one. And there he was, so that was kind of cool. And that was a pretty good net the other night, you know, talking about what information and what have you. So, looking forward to the next one, and we'll carry on from there. KFA, FCS, back to you, N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, John's doing a good job on those questions. He's put a little extra effort in it, and now that we're linking them to the website, it's sort of, I guess you'd call it almost like a multimedia thing where you can go to the website. He doesn't let the question come out too early. He opens it up, unveils it, if you will, right at 7 p.m. So you don't get a chance to study too much. But, you know, you still can look at the website, look at the question, you know, before it gets to you. And he also does a historic background to it. It's not just a hypothetical. Usually whatever he does, it actually happened, either in this area or someplace in the U.S. So, you know, that's pretty good. He's got a good thing going there. Yeah, Blue. Blue is one of our members now. He's number 34, so right down the roster from you. And that's another good thing for, it's a little unofficial, but for the Discord site, every now and then when I get a new roster, I'll push it right to that Discord site, and then you guys can download it and get all the call signs and, you know who's above you on the roster and who's below you and stuff like that.
Oh, Roger, that. Yeah, that's probably a challenge. Now, in regard to that, I don't remember. Is there a membership fee? Did we pay for this? I don't really remember.
NAWRO, negative. There is, we have no membership fees for Macomb ARPSC. One would argue you're volunteering your time, so we appreciate your time, and there's never going to be any membership fees. So that's, because we don't like to refer to this. We're like a service, a volunteer service, and we don't like to refer to us as a club. That's a subtle difference, perhaps, but it is a difference.
Well, yeah, being a service corps, that's the whole reason that I wanted to get back into amateur radio, was for the community, you know, helping it within the community. And that's when I wanted to get involved, and then I get invited to this. I don't know how I got involved. I really don't. I don't remember. Simplex call, 2-meter calling frequency, and somebody suggested or something. But I ended up over there, and then I signed up before I even knew really what it was, you know, where you were or what it was. And then somebody, you had the Christmas meeting, you know, rather than cookies or something in December, and to bring the wives and what have you. And that was the first I'd heard about it. So I enjoyed the meeting and the whole idea of, communicating in time of emergency. And a guy like Blue, he has quite a bit of experience. He was in South Carolina, and they have a huge ham net in South Carolina. It covers the whole state from these different nets. And it started because of the weather. And the terrain is a little different there, so they got way more repeaters than we do. And they're all linked together in that state. I have an uncle down there, and he's involved with, he's 85, 86 years old now, but he's been heavily involved in that, you know, with field days and this and that. And a big group of their men, the local club, went up to North Carolina when they had that terrible flood, maybe last year or something.
NAWRO. Yeah, I think he's the guy that did a lot of the nets down in Florida when they were having hurricanes. I think he did a lot of the practice with the Aries group down there. I said, well, we're not going to have hurricanes up here, but we do the Skywarn thing. So probably won't be called out for weather-related events as much as he had when he was down south there. But yeah, I think he's a good addition to the group. And yeah, we've got we had one more too. Yet another Dave. We're getting lots of Daves here. Actually, Blue's name is a Dave also, but luckily he goes by Blue, so we won't get confused. We got different call signs at least, right?
Yeah, KFA, FGF. Yeah, different call signs. But let me make it a little bit easier for you. I go by David. I know there's a lot of guys named Dave, but you could, the next time you're in the program, if you want to just change mind to David, why, that'll help differentiate.
Yeah, I know, like at church, there's a number of men by that name. And here I'm even just looking at a list right here. And one, two, three, four, at least four or five right off the bat, you know. But, yes, and I'm interested in, you know, in doing some of the picnic stuff for the parades if we get called for something like that. And, you know, some of the bigger car shows, I can see us doing that and what have you. The question is, would we do that over the repeater with our HTs, or would we have to use DM or DMR for that kind of function?
Well, for that, it'd be probably analog, although we're making some inroads into having the option for DMR as well. Yeah, because DMR for this group is considered optional. You're not required to have DMR. Although, boy, there's a lot of members. In fact, I have the list in front of me. Yeah, the majority of members now, and that didn't used to be that way, the majority of members have DMR IDs and that they're getting checked out on Central Michigan. So that's pretty cool. But, yeah, no, it would be either this VHF frequency here or just coordinate with Sean, and we might use UHF depending on where it's at. But, yeah, that's a good idea. In fact, I'll take care of that right now, David, is I will put you as a David, and I'll do that on the roster here and on inside. So the next time you log in, you'll see it. And I will send you that link to Discord, too. I think you'll enjoy it because you get to chat with the guys and when they're doing projects, antenna projects and stuff like that. And we do have that ham radio kit from up in Lapeer. Wyatt, if you're listening, a shout-out to you. We got him on Discord as well, so it's pretty good. NAWRO, back over to you. NAWRO, I will be listening.
Okay, I think I was pushing on the wrong part of my HT. Sitting here, I do get an antenna on the outside of the house, you know, that my shovel-handled J-pole, and with a short wire coming in the house, so I have a table up next to the window. Sorry about that. Did not mean to miss that. Yeah, I had said, Don, N-A-K-N-S, he got his general the same time I got my technician. I met him there, so then at the Hazel Park Club, and then to see him over here with the Public Service Corps, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I kind of made an observation when I joined earlier last year, was it spans generations. I mean, we've got, you know, what would you call that, octogenarians, people in the 80s, and then it goes all the way down to in their 20s. And we have determined that we really can't have deployable high schoolers. You'd have to be 18 or above. But even then, Dave would make exceptions to just come visit us and, you know, join our class. We make some kind of arrangements with their parents. But still, you've got spanning the generations, and that's what I like. It is amazing. But we are trying to work on, I call it getting gigs. We got to get some jobs to do, so we're going to be working on that. And, of course, they're a little bit more available during the summertime. You know, both fair weather service, like we're talking about, and, of course, we get into the Skywarn thing as well, which, oddly, I kind of don't like saying this, but I'm looking forward to that. But certainly we don't want any bad weather to come here to Macomb County, but we'd like to be prepared for it if it does.
Yes, I agree. We get it, you know, there's other things that we can do. You know, maybe our made up fair, that would be cool to be, you know, to help them in some way, and, you know, saying the Sterling Heights down home days, and, you know, different things like that. And
they have the Apple Fest at one of the churches over here, St. Lawrence and Utica and some of the other churches have big functions. They might invite us to come to help, even just to help with parking and stuff like that. But well, it's been good, and once again, we're going to have to stick by Dave. And the pastor of the church I attend, I happened to be at that church working, and he went to visit Dave, and the dude is just devastated. I feel so bad. I can relate to him in that, you know, some time ago I was in the same spot, and it's tough. It's tough. But, well, I'm going to, I'm going to have to sign off. And Tim, good talking to you. It's good to do so. This is KF8FTS, and we'll be clear as your final.
Yeah, David, I concur with you on that topic, and appreciate the QSO, the KF8FGS from November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well. Have a good one, sir.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KBZRV, KDYS, are you standing by?
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8ZRV, go ahead, Ryan. Oh, top of the evening there. Did you have your steak dinner?
No, I didn't eat steak. I actually got fish. Fish and fries, fish and chips. yeah, I wasn't hungry enough for a steak. I had just eaten before I took off from the house, and I was over at the store, and then I couldn't find what I wanted. They said they had it in stock, but that it must have got stolen because the quantity was wrong. It was missing. So anyway, and then I had left, and I was checking out some of the nearby stores when I got a text. My buddy asked me if I wanted to meet him and his wife there, and I said, yeah. So I ended my shopping and went over there and met them for dinner. But I was that hungry, so I just eat. But that's my buddy Tim. He's going to bring his trailer over here tomorrow and going to haul my ride lawnmower into the shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Always looking for somebody to help y'all. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be mowing anytime soon. Did you watch that video from work there, Bob?
Yes, I did. It's pretty crazy. Wow. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. But, yeah, we have a trailer. And I'd probably have to take the deck off for it to fit in the bed of the truck because, you know, the 46-inch deck, it's kind of wide there. For the wheel wells, I don't know, it might go in, but I don't have ramps. And it's just easy. He's going to be, you know, he's got a mowing business and his trailer's hooked up. You were flaking. He was thinking he might not be able to tomorrow because he'll have a full day if we get the snow that they say we're going to get, but I think it's been downgraded. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. what we're going to get. I didn't even know. I didn't look at the weather, the forecast for the next few days. I haven't looked at it. I know today was pretty nice. It wasn't too bad. It's a little chilly, windy. It's windy up here, but yeah, they got a nice repeater up here. The 4-bay seems to work pretty dang good. I think it gets out better than the 2-bay up on top, for sure. To the south, I haven't checked the north, but it definitely works pretty dang good. Am I full quieting? I'm in the HT on 1 watt. I'm only about probably 2 miles from the tower. The antenna's way, way up on it, so.
Yeah, you're full quieting. You sound really good. I'm only running 20 from Midland here, so I don't know how I'm doing, but usually don't take much to hit this repeater. It's up in the air. It does a really good job.
Roger. Yeah, you could probably run. You probably save it at 5 from your location. You got a clear line of sight. What's wrong with your mower? What do you got to service for?
All right, I turned it down to 5, so let me know if that's enough or not enough. Yeah, I believe it blew a head gasket. I'm not real sure. It had a couple of different symptoms the last mowing day of the year last fall. It ran perfect. I didn't have a single problem. I was like a top since I bought it in 2014. And when I pulled it up by the shed, shut her down, I always idled it down first and let it cool down a little bit at an idle, and then I shut it down. Well, just as I went to pull up to the shed, just as I was lowering it down, it started puffing smoke out the exhaust. I don't know. And it was running like it was not firing right. I mean, just all of a sudden. So I shut it down and I went to start it again, and it started up fine. And I didn't high idle it or nothing. I just let it run. It was idling fine, and then started doing it again. So I ended up shutting it down, and I pushed it into the garage after I blew it off. Well, anyway, I didn't touch it the rest of the night. I said, well, getting late. I said, I'll look at it tomorrow. And then I found out it didn't have a drop of oil in it. It did before I, started cutting it. But the oil had disappeared. And then the float bowl was overflowing with gas, just dripping out of it. So I don't know what's going on. But the guy at the shop says, oh, that's a head gasket in that breaking strap. I'd guarantee it. So it costs about $140. Cheaper than a new lawnmower.
Yeah, the price of lawnmowers and snowblowers and stuff has gone astronomical. I was looking years ago, probably 10 years ago, and you could get a cheap one for under $1,000, like a Murray or something, just a Walmart special. Now I don't know, last time I looked, it was up towards $2,000, so, yeah, I'd say if you can get you'd always be able to get a new, brand new motor if you had to, or a used one for a fraction of the cost of a new one. But sure, they could fix it, so. Yeah, that's a bummer. That is a bummer. But it is what it is. Well, it's a good time to get it fixed, They're probably not too swamped with lawnmowers right now, so probably be able to get it in and get it out.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they have such a high workload over there that last fall when this happened, one. I went in there to ask him about, I was getting some other supplies, but I asked him about that, and they said, we're not taking any more right now, but you can bring it in the 1st of March. And we will, you'll be first in line on the spring. So that's why I'm taking it in tomorrow. So it's, one of the first ones that'll get looked at. Well, last year, they told me it was $25 to have it diagnosed. And if I got it fixed there, that would go towards the cost of repair. Well, when I called Friday to see if, March 1st was falling on a Sunday, so I said, you're going to be able to take it in then? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, but just last Monday, the diagnosis went from 25 to 40. So it's already more. And I imagine the repair that if that's what they think it is. And they said it's real easy to change on that engine. And so we'll find out. I don't care. Even if it's 300 or 500, it's still better, than buying a new one. Because I'll probably only have it another 2 or 3 years once I do the repair on it. And I'll be able to get that money back when I sell it if it's in super good shape. It doesn't have a lot of hours on it, even though it's older, but oil's been changed every year, fuel filter, oil filter, air cleaner about every other year, it doesn't even get dirty, really. I just do it because you can buy a kit for it to get all of it, spark plug every year. So it's in really good shape. I just changed 2 spindles on it a couple years ago, a belt. I'm timed out, KB8GRV.
Okay, do I have? Yeah, I change my oil every other year if I think about it. If it's good, it's viscous, I don't mess with it, but I use 1540. It seems to lubricate a little bit better, I think, in the summer months when it's real hot. It doesn't have to be 1540, that's just the most common, but 40 weight seems to do a little bit better when it's hotter, so that's what I've always used. Anything that I run in really, really hot temperatures, like a lawnmower or something like that, I use 40 weight. ATVs and everything all run 40 weight, and I believe they're 1540 as well, so, because they get run only, like my dirt bike that I got, that's what it calls for, but, because you're only running it when it's hot out, and the engine runs really, really hot. Lawnmowers get super hot, so, but obviously a head gasket can blow just because they're made like crap, paper gasket or something. Well, I mean, yeah, I would say that the mower that you got is probably a way better mower than what you can buy today for the same model. Like if you go and buy the same model, everything's thinner and weaker than in 2014. Everything's built thinner and just cheaper. Well, I think we're going to get ready to go down to the hot tub pool area, and I'm going to go jump in the pool, act like a 10-year-old again. How about that?
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. Have fun. I'm ready to relax here for the rest of the night. Take the dog maybe out for one more walk. I don't think he needs to go. He went for me earlier, but just give him the last routine walk of the night first. That's about it. I use, I think it's 5W30, which the manual calls for. I've used that for all the years. I even use the Craftsman oil, which is a premium oil, too. That's all I've ever used in it. All right, Ryan, I'll let you go. CB-ERV, I'll be clearing you finally. You have a good night. Enjoy.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I'm just trying to crack open another beer here. I didn't bring a can opener or a bottle opener, so I'm using my knife. But it's heavy duty, so using the corner of it. But yeah, I just use 1540 because that's what I got in hand. And the higher weight oil is made for higher temperatures. So colder temperatures, if you use lower weight, like 20 weight, when it's below zero, it's not gonna hurt anything. So that's what the weight's for, temperature. All right, yeah, we'll be standing by. We're gonna go down there after a bit here and check it out, jump in, and we'll be back in the area probably tomorrow. So this is KABYS Mackinac City. Standing by.
Okay, KBHZRB, I'll be clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
It's snowing, and the roads are slick. WCAD, McComb County, Skywarn.
You're connected to CMN Network.